you so much, choir and orchestra under the very outstanding leadership of John Dale Rector, and thank you, Jerry Cooper, for all the media presentations, and thank you all for being here today as we come to remember the goodness of God in allowing us to be a part of this great land. It was 232 years ago that representatives from 13 colonies announced and declared that we are a free and independent people. And so for 232 years, we have enjoyed the blessings of freedom as a gift from God. How privileged we are to live here. When we compare our status in life with that of how most of the world lives, we are blessed in multitude of ways that most of the world have never known and perhaps never will know. It is the gift of God. And because we love our land, we pray that until Jesus comes again, and if Jesus tarries 1,000 years or 10,000 years, and we do not know when he may come again, he may come before I finish preaching this sermon. But if Jesus tarries 1,000 years or 10,000 years, we pray that we might experience the blessings of God and that we might humble ourselves before him as our Creator, and we might serve him as our King and trust him as our Savior. But we must not forget that the day will come when the United States of America will cease to exist. There once was a mighty empire known as the Babylonian Empire, and then there was the Persian Empire, and then the Greek Empire, and then the Roman Empire, and down through the ages, across the centuries, there have been empires that arise and fall. And someday, this nation, this land that we love, will cease to be, because the Word of God is emphatically clear that someday the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. And so as your pastor, let me remind you today, as much as we love America, our love for our nation pales in comparison to our love for the Lord God who made us and for Jesus who went to the cross to redeem us and to